Hi everyone, thank you for and welcome for joining me in this seminar. So today we're going to be talking about how to develop apps for Android, and particularly we're going to be using Android Studio in order to develop our apps. As you all may know, Android uses Java, and so we'll be going through a brief introduction on Java itself. So I know many of you only have experience programming in C. So that's totally fine. And that's because like Java is very, very similar to C, with a little differences. So the types in Java are fixed in the number of bytes. So in C, we have like shorts, ints, longs. And they differ in number of bits from machine to machine. In Java, it's already set in standard. So bytes have 8 bits, shorts have 16 bits, and so on and so forth. We also have chars, booleans, and also floats and doubles. So the way you program in Java, it's very similar. So for example, we have for loops and while loops. And the if and else if and else statements are exactly the same as you would do in C. All right. So now, the special thing about Java is that it is object-oriented. Now, what are objects? So if you look at the things around you, you'll notice that every real-world object has like two common characteristics. And that is that they have state, and they have some sort of behavior. So for example, dogs would have like the states, which are name, color, breed, and maybe if the dog is hungry or not. And some behaviors that dogs would have would be like, you know, barking or wagging the tail or fetching the ball. So we can also apply this to like inanimate objects. So for example, cars, they have like the model, the year, max speed, and so on and so forth. And they have some behavior, for example, accelerating or braking or going in reverse. So Java objects attempt to model this by having fields and methods. So fields are sort of the states that the Java object may have, while methods would represent the behavior that a Java object would have. So when I say methods and fields, I really just mean like variables and functions. They are exactly the same, except that they apply to a certain object. OK. So moving on to classes. Java classes are like the blueprints for an object. They tell you what methods it has, what fields it has. And even here, we have something called access modifiers, which we'll get to in a while. So to declare a Java class, it's very similar in syntax to a C struct. Here we start off with like public class car, and then we have an open brace. And then like some number of fields that we want the object to have. And then here we have some methods. And we also have a object constructor. Now what this object constructor does is it tells the object, like, OK, I want to initialize this object with like some sort of fields. So here we want every car to have like a model and a year. So we have a constructor for just specifically for the model and the year. And this would set the model field to a certain value and the year field as well. Now, about the access modifiers I was talking about, here we have the public and private access modifiers. So you can think of this as like the RWX or like, you know, in your directories. So they allow certain people to read and to sort of have access to these fields and methods. So if I say that model and year and speed are private, now that means that other objects cannot attempt to access this object's fields that are private. When I set the access modifier to be public, now that means that other objects are free to access and even use the methods that are defining here. Okay, so this is the basic car object that I have. We have the accelerate, brake, and get speed methods. Up to this point, is everyone clear on like Java objects and how to declare them? Cool. All right. So if we want to use the Java object in a program itself, then we can use this new car constructor. So here we're saying we want to declare a new object, which is of type car. And here we're supplying the model and the year, which we have defined in this object right here. So this is also another object, if you notice. It's a class for the main program itself. And we have this PSVM, or public static void main function. And that's sort of like the starting point of your program, similar to the main function in your C program. Here we can access and use the object's functions using the dot and then like the function name notation. And we can even specify like certain arguments or parameters for that function. OK, so moving on to inheritance. So like real-world objects may share the same characteristics. So for example, like a bicycle could so like there's different types of bicycles. For example, like mountain bike, city bikes, or tandem bikes. So they have this common characteristic of being a bike. And so bikes may have two wheels, and they may have a handlebar, maybe even a tail light or something like that. So Java gives us this power to like represent objects that have a certain common characteristics through inheritance. Now, what inheritance does is it passes on an object's fields and methods onto the child's a child object. So, for example, if I have a car, and it has like the state of having four wheels and one steering wheel, then we can pass this on to certain different types of cars. For example, we have a sedan, a sports car, and an SUV. Now, these three different types of cars would still have four wheels and one steering wheel, but then they may have certain special characteristics, such as having five seats and a trunk for a sedan, for example. So to make use of this inheritance feature, we use this extends keyword. So remember back to the car object that I defined previously. Now I define like a sedan object. And we have, so this sedan object would have the same fields and functions or methods that the car would have. But then here I specify a certain like additional functions. For example, the set number of passengers and the get number of passengers. Here you may also notice that we can override methods. And that means we're just replacing the behavior to act differently in certain cases. So for example, I want to set a max speed for our car. And to do that, I check whether this speed would go over the max speed. And if it does, and if it doesn't, then I call the super class's accelerate method. So this is the super.accelerate calls the super class's accelerate method. Finally, we're going to talk about like interfaces. So interfaces are sort of a way to expose like only certain methods to the outside world. So they're sort of like a table of contents, and you can think of them as maybe like the C header files. They're just like methods with empty bodies, and they specify like what the object or the class has to have, or like what methods the object or the class has to have. So for example, if I have a bicycle interface, and it has like three different methods, and here if I implement this interface, then that means that this bicycle would need to implement the same three methods that I define in the interface. Up to this point, Any other questions? All right, cool. So this was a very brief and quick tutorial in Java. There's like way more features and like topics on Java that you can actually go through. For example, there's like generics, there's data types, there's even like enums and stuff. So if you want to learn more about it, do follow these links, and they'll teach you more about them. OK, so let's move on to the actual meat of this seminar, and that is actually Android programming. So before we actually get to programming, I want to talk about some jargon. So an activity is sort of Android's way of saying it's like a single screen within within like the application. So for example, if you have like a Gmail app, right? We have the view emails activity. And then if you click a certain email, that will show like another activity where it's like, you know, it's a view email activity. And then we also have the compose activity or like the edit edit message activity. And so activities are generally just a single screen within the application itself. Now views are the components that make up the screen or the activity itself. So they draw a certain thing in your screen. So for example, it could be a text field. It could be a label. It could be a checkbox. So there's like many different types of views. So now we have intents, and that's sort of like a message that is passed on to another activity. And they tell you, so they contain like information as to what you want this activity to execute. Finally, we have the manifest file, and there's an XML file that gives the your phone like all the information about your app. So that includes like the version and the activities that you will have. Okay, so all right, let's start. So we're going to be using Android Studio. So if you guys have this already installed, feel free to follow along. We'll try and start over from scratch. And so I'm going to try and create a new project. And I'm going to call my project Android 101. And here we put the name of the project in the application name field. Company domain, you don't really have to worry about that. That is just sort of how Android sort of identifies your application. So if you have like a domain name, you can type in your domain name inside of there. But if you don't, you can feel free to type in anything you want. So here I just type in frederickw.com. And then finally, I choose where I want to store my project in. And I'm going to just choose my desktop. So users, Frederick Wijaya. And desktop. OK. And click Next. Here, I'm going to choose the minimum API that, to be supported. So in this case, I'm going to use API 15. And it's fine if you actually just choose 4.4, which is like the latest API, or 5, in fact. But then you just need to worry about like which phones you're really supporting and which phones you're targeting. All right, click Next. OK, so we come to this screen. And I'm just going to use create an activity through this. So I'm going to click blank activity and then Next. I'm going to call it main activity. I think that's fine. And I'm just going to call it press finish right here. Wait for it to load. And there we go. So here we notice three different folders. We have the manifest folder that contains our manifest. If we open it, we'll see our package, or sort of like how Android identifies your application. And then we have this application tag, which is which contains like the title of our application, as well as the icon for the application. We can actually run this application straight up. So why don't we try and do that? I'm going to use JennyMotion. If you brought your own phone, that's you can link it up and run it if you want to. But I'm just going to use an emulator. And all right, I'm going to start this. Ooh. Actually, well, I think this is going to take a while, so I think we'll just get straight into explaining more about this. So here we have the Java directory, or where your source files are contained. Here we have, we have the main activity itself. You can see that it extends the activity class. So our main activity is a screen that will be in our application. And then here we notice that like a certain number of like fields or functions, sorry, a certain number of functions are already auto-generated for us. We have the onCreate function, and that will be called whenever.
Do you want to make the text larger?
OK, sure. I'll try and increase the font size. OK. OK. Oh, man. Think this should be good. Is that good?
A little bit higher?
20?
Yeah.
OK. OK. All right. So here we have the onCreate method that would be called when our activity is created and is shown. We have the create options menu. And we'll see that there's actually an action bar. And then we can add certain like. We can add certain like menu items that we can onto it, and then here we have the on options item selected. So this is sort of like an event listener. So whenever like an option in our action bar is clicked, this function will be called with a certain item, and it will be passed with a certain item that was clicked. Okay, I'm gonna see. Oh. That's not working well. Let's try and start. Oh, dear. OK. This is worrying. All right. OK, so anyway, here we have the layout for our activity itself. This is our main activity. And here we notice that there's the action bar. And then we have this Hello World label. And we can actually edit the text right here. If we go and scroll down to the Hello World, we can change it to whatever we want. For example, it could be, hi there. Welcome. And there we go. It changes. Oh, dear. This style not working. That's worrying. OK, anyway, we can move on without that. So for now, let's try and do some really basic stuff. So here we're going to have like a label. And then we're going to have a text view. Sorry, not a text view. We're going to have an edit text. And that is a sort of like a component for you to type in stuff. So we have a plain text, and then we edit. We just edit onto our interface. Here, I want to also add some margin to the top so that it looks nicer. So I'm going to go onto the properties, and then at the top margin, I'm going to add in 20 dps. So now dps are just a unit of measure in Android. And they stand for density independent pixels. So as you may know, like Android, there's like many different types of screens, and then they have like different screen densities. So here it's just going to be like a density independent pixel. So it's going to be the same throughout all the screens. I'm going to extend this edit text. And then I'm also going to add a button. And it's going to say OK. dps. OK. So now we have three different components. And the way we can like refer to these in our main activity class is by using this method called findViewById. So I'm going to define some fields. So we have in textView. Text view, so let's say hello text. And then in, if you're using Android Studio, you can use the shortcut alternate enter and click import class to automatically import the corresponding classes that we need. And then here, I'm going to add an ID to this text view and call it text hello. Now that we have defined an ID for this text view, we can use this to refer to the text view that we just defined. So hello text equals text view find view by ID, and then we specify the ID that we want, which is r.id text hello. So this is very similar to JavaScript and jQuery, where we can actually just like refer to certain elements in the layout just by using the ID that we have specified. So in general, we just going to like access a certain object or a certain field in our layout, we're going to have to use this findViewById method. And then we're going to do the same things for the other two elements. Here, I am going to add the ID text name. Yes. As well as for this one, button, OK. Now, what I want this to do is when we click the OK button and we have inputted some sort of name into the text field, then it's going to update this label to say, hi, name, welcome. So back in our main activity class, we're also going to try and refer to those elements that we have defined. So we have the edit text, name text. Oops. Turn enter, import class. And then also the button, OK button. Similarly, we're going to do the same thing over here. Name text equals edit text find view by ID r.id text name, and then the OK button. Oops. Find view by ID, r.id, and then put an OK. OK, so now we have all three elements that we want to refer to. So now I'm going to attach an onClick listener to our button to listen for user clicks. To do that, we just use the setOnClick listener event. Now, here it's saying we need to specify some onClick listener, and that's just we can do that by just having a new onClick listener and press enter, and then we have this anonymous class or anonymous object. And we also have this onClick method, and that's basically what it's going to be called whenever our button's clicked. So here, I want to I want to get the name that was input into the text field first. So string name equals to name text dot get text. Again, this is sort of like the Java syntax for referring to functions within the object. So name text dot get text, and then we're going to convert it to a string. So now we have the name that was input by the user. And then string, we're going to generate a new string. So it's going to be called hello. And we're going to say hi name, welcome. And then finally, you want to update the hello text. So to do that, we simply call hello text dot set text hello. Okay. Oops. I'm gonna try and rerun JennyMotion one final time and see if it works. If it doesn't, it's totally fine. OK, so I guess it doesn't work. Actually, let me try and do this. Could be this. JennyMotion. Okay. All right. Yes, it works. Okay. Whew. That was frightening. Okay. I did not mean to do that. Okay. So we have this Android emulator. Let me turn this off. Okay. So we have our Android emulator. So we're going to try and run this app that we made. We're just going to click the play button. And then it's going to say waiting for ADB. Oh, man. Restart. Ugh. OK, I guess this still doesn't work. OK, never mind then. This is going to be pity. Let's say we want to create a new activity, and we're going to have like a picture in that activity. To do that, we can just click this file, and then new. And then here, we're going to select activity, and then blank activity. Here we're going to call it maybe cat activity. OK, so now it generates two other files. One is called activity cat, and the other is called cat activity, which is a class. So let's say that we want to add a picture of a cat right here. So to do that, we're going to use the image view class. We're going to add it onto here. And then set the margin to be 20 dp. And now we're going to find an image of a cat on the internet. So let's see, cat. OK, I guess this is fine. OK. So now we have our image. So we're going to add it into our project. Can do this by right-clicking and then, we can actually just open this, go to Downloads. Desktop. Gonna try and find it. Cat. Right here. I'm gonna drag it into or copy it into my folder. Now it's going to ask me a few options. Now I just want this to be in the drawable folder, and that's going to be for all different screen resolutions. Alternatively, we can actually just select like which screen resolution you want this image to be in. So I'm going to select the drawable folder, click OK. And just going to name it cat.jpg. OK. So now to add it into our image view, we're going to have to use this source right here. And then we can use this dot 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 button and select the cat image. OK. So now I want to make it such that it's just right, just the right size. So I'm going to select this adjust view bounds option right here. And that automatically sets it to the right size. OK. To actually launch this activity from our previous activity, we're going to have to specify, we're going to have to use something called the intent. So let's say I'm going to add another button that launches the activity. I'm going to add it here, right here. And then it's going to have the text. Activate. Oops. OK. Now how do we actually open the new activity within this activity? Same deal as before. We need to add an ID to this button and call it button activate. Oops. And then in our main activity, we're going to have this new button, activate button, and then also use the find view by ID method. Activate button equals button find view by ID, r.id dot button activate. OK. And then we're also going to add in an onClick listener. Uh, a new onClick listener. And then we're going to say, we're going to use this thing called intent. Intent equals new intent. This. And then the name of the activity that we want to show up. So here in this, we're going to have catActivity.class. We're going to have to specify mainActivity.this. So now the .this property is referring to the current instance of the object itself. OK, up to this point, any questions? All good? All right. And then if we want to start the activity, it's pretty simple. We just call the startActivity method. And then we pass in the intent object that we have just defined. Fortunately, we can't really show this. I was hoping that we can actually run this and show it along in the seminar, but fortunately not. Oh, man. I see. Oh, I'm going to try and kill adb.exe. Okay. Restart. Did it work? Okay. So now it's actually compiling. Fortunately, there's no devices running. Let's try and restart my emulator. Okay. Ah, there we go. It appeared. Okay. So I'm going to launch my app on my Android emulator. And we have the things that we defined just now. So we have the label, the text view, the text field, and then the button. So I'm going to input my name right here. And there we go. It changed the text. So if we type in like foo, it's going to change to foo. And then if I click the activate button, which we have linked to actually launch a new activity, hopefully this will work. There we go. It launches the new activity itself. To go back, we can press the back button right here, or not. Oh, there we go. Oops. That was bad. OK. So now that we have implemented some basic stuff in Android, we can try and do some more complicated stuff. So first, let's try and pass messages from one activity to another. So let's say we want to pass in a name from the main activity to the cat activity. And the name would be retrieved from this name text. So, okay. So first, we're going to retrieve the name right here. String name equals name text dot get text dot toString. Okay. And then we can use this thing called intent dot put extra. Name. And then it actually also wants a key for this extra field. So I'm going to define a new key and call it extra name. So I'm going to use this key, catActivity.extraName, and then pass in the name itself. OK, so now we can actually retrieve this within the new catActivity. To do that, we have to use the intent equals getIntent method. So now it's going to retrieve the intent that was used to call this new activity. So if we want to retrieve the string that we actually put inside the intent, we can use the intent.get string extra and then pass in the same key. OK, so now let's say we want to change this field right here. And let's make the font size of this field larger. So let's say I want this to be 20 dp. OK. And I'm going to add an ID for this text view. I'm going to call it text cat. And back in catActivity, same deal as before, we're going to define some fields. Here it's going to be a text view, cat text. And then cat text equals text view find view by ID, r.id.textcat. OK, and then back in here, I'm going to set the text right after we retrieve it from the intent. The set text name. OK, so let's try that out. Click the play button. I'm going to use the same device. And back in here, so let's say I input. OK, so if we don't specify any name, let's see what happens. So now there's nothing that appears. So if we go back and input our name, it's just going to say Fred. So we can actually pass messages from one activity to another. OK. So there's a bunch of other views that you can use in Android. So now we have like we have progress bars, we have list views, we have toggle buttons. And if you really wanted to learn more about that, you can actually visit these web pages. They contain like many different resources. So for example, the API guide right here actually tells you, like, gives you some code examples for like certain features in the Android library. And a few tutorials I found useful when learning about Android. That's the official tutorial itself, and also this other tutorial right here. And finally, you can actually use like different libraries for your Android application. Now, these actually extend the functionality of your app without having to really write much code. Now, the downside is, of course, that you actually have to learn the libraries itself. So for example, if you want to make use of Dropbox cloud technology, then you can use the Dropbox API, similar with like the Facebook API. And then there's actually a few different other miscellaneous libraries that you can use. If you're trying to get like JSON from a certain website, then I think the Google JSON library would be pretty helpful. So now that converts a JSON formatted text into a Java object, and vice versa. And then there's retrofit and Picasso. And that's if you want to use, so first, that's for the, if you're using a REST API. And Picasso, if you're using images for your Android application. All right. Thank you very much, and have fun coding.